Welcome back, everybody, to the Nosebleeds podcast. I am Chris Witt, and with me, as always, is Mr. Adam Schmidt. Adam, how are you today?
I'll tell you, I was a little late, just like our gal friend over there.
Yeah.
We were both a little late today.
You know, sometimes on a computer when you click a button and you just got to sit there for a second before the computer decides that you did click the button.
That's right.
It took her a good 5 seconds to get on here and tell us she's recording, but we are live. Live? No, we're recording. Mm-hmm. We're not live. I mean, we're alive.
Tape delay.
This is the 1975 NBA Finals.
That's right.
We got some good stuff here this week, I think, bud.
Knicks, maybe.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Sounds good to me. I mean, that's a good team to yell something like that out, right? You know, at Lakers. I don't know. Maybe Lakers.
Probably
maybe
the Knicks or Lakers or
Celtics. Yeah. Latex Lakers.
Yep.
Sorry.
Bless you.
Adam, we got some good stuff going on today.
Yeah.
We've got a few things. Lots of stuff just happened today. Nick Saban retires. Bill Belichick leaves the Patriots.
That official?
Oh, it's official. Yeah, he came. Yeah, he had a whole official, came out at a press conference. He's gone. So two of probably the best coach. Pete Carroll was let go. A lot of stuff going on. So we've got some stuff like that. We've got Cat Williams, who had a 2-hour and 45-minute interview with Shannon Sharp that will blow your mind.
Mm-hmm. Blow your socks right off.
If you can keep up with whatever it is that he's talking about the whole time.
Good luck.
Good job on their producers to correct him on something.
Like, hey,
your dates are, yeah, your dates are wrong, bro. Is this what you meant? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, did I say this? Yeah. Did I say 2018?
He only made a 30-year mistake.
Did I say 2018? I meant 1998.
Yeah.
My bad. That's on me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Kat. And then, you know, we've got, what else do we have? We have other stuff.
We got a lot of stuff, man. I had a couple things going on this week.
Yes, you got some stuff. Let's just talk about this just real quick with Cat Williams.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I'm going to watch this whole thing, and we're going to talk about it next week.
Okay.
Okay.
The following week. This might be a six-parter because so much. But next week, we'll probably
never talk about this Cat Williams thing ever again.
Yeah.
It'll be gone by then. Next week, we have Andre Edwards on for some Bengals talk postseason.
And some vocalization.
And some vocalization by me. I got to get my pipes ready to go. So anyway, let me just say this. Cat Williams, like, the dude is outlandish in the things that he says and voracious, and he's scalashaloniness and lots of words that a lot of people don't understand. Apparently found out a lot of good things about Cat Williams. Let's just not get into that. I want to say this. I used to think Cat Williams was one of the funniest human beings alive.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still a funny guy. His comedy's good. He's been doing it for 30 years. I believe he might be a hard worker. Kevin Hart says that he doesn't show up to work and that's why he doesn't have any movie deals. Kevin Hart came out and stood up for himself.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart came out and stood up. Like, oh, you don't see Kevin Hart getting, like, he was almost irate on the Breakfast Club. Like, he was ready to go.
I don't think I've seen that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw him say a couple things, but I don't think I've
seen thought it was on. I think he's on the Breakfast. I think there's a thing on the Breakfast Club with him. Anyway, I've told the story on here before, but I went to go see him with my sister and her, now husband, boyfriend at the time, and my wife. And it was the worst. So Michael Blackston was on there, and he talks about Michael Blackston in this. Michael Blackston came out and had things to say. Michael Blackston was at that. And I'm talking hilarious. I had no idea who he was at the time. You know, this is probably 15 years ago.
Yeah.
No idea who he was. Hilarious. The dude was amazing. I'm like, this dude's from Africa. Listen to this guy. Oh my God. And he is, but the Motasuka, that was, you know, when all that started, the Motasuka, like, unbelievable. He who's the big guy there's a big bald black guy that was with him, that he's a famous comedian. I can't think of his name now. He was there. There was a girl with him that was probably, that if I could remember who was with him, I'm sure she's famous now too. Like, there was, it was a great lineup before. There's three acts on before him.
Was it Faison Love?
Might have been. I can't really remember. I'd have to,
Crawford.
I'd have to see faces. Bruce. I can't remember.
I'm trying to think of that black comedian.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't Bruce, bald guy. Who's in the movie Elf?
Yeah, Faison Love.
That's it.
He was Big Worm on Friday.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Faison Love. I'm pretty sure that's who it was. Mm-hmm. Could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure that's who it was. Anyway, three acts. I'm talking, I laughed so hard. Man, me and my new friend on the left of me, every black white joke. So those are the best. When I go, like, you go to one and every black white joke, I find the closest black person next to me, and we have the best laugh together, right? We laugh at each other, at the jokes about each other. Like, it's the greatest thing in the world. It was so fun. I had such a blast. Cat Williams comes out. Worst thing that's ever happened in a comic show. He's pissed off at the audience. Some guy tells one of the guys in the audience to come down here. He goes, comes down. They're having a fight in front of the stage, a verbal argument, and Cat Williams doesn't even have a microphone anymore, so nobody can hear him. So he's just yelling at this dude, talking about, I'm from Avondale.
He's not. He's from Dayton.
He lived in Dayton for most of his life. He might have been born in Avondale, but you ain't from Avondale. What are you talking about? And from that day, I've had very little feelings towards Cat Williams from that day. We've done his specials on here before. I've told the story a million times. We're watching. I'm watching this. I'm going, he went at Luda. My man went at Luda, apparently. You start to get me now. Did you come after my boy? Luda put you on one of his albums, man. You got to be careful now. It sounds like my man, he even says one time, without sounding pity, without sounding like I'm upset. I can't think of the big word that he used, because he always uses a big word. And I'm like, yeah, dude, you do sound like you're asking for pity. Like, you do sound like you're a little butthurt. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm excited to listen to the rest of it. I hear there's lots of comments. He went at Said the Entertainer. He went at Steve Harvey. He went at everybody.
That's the biggest surprise to me, is if he's telling the truth that Steve Harvey is bald all these years and he's wearing a wig. I would never have guessed that. I've gotten pretty good at not pretty good, but okay at recognizing wigs on women now.
Yeah.
But on men, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know. I can't tell.
Yeah.
So if Steve Harvey's been wearing a wig all these years,
that's awesome. Good for, you know what? Then good for him. That's a heck of a piece.
Yeah, first of all, who cares?
That's the other thing. Why is it? Why you got to keep making a big deal about this? Maybe he was bald and he wanted a high top fade. Okay, now he's got a high top fade and he's a principal. What's the deal? Why are you so angry, little man?
Because he was being blackballed from certain things.
He was also 5'5" when he was 3 years old. So
yeah, and he said Kevin Hart he tried to act like Kevin Hart is like a foot shorter than him. Yeah.
Did you hear him say? He said this. He was dead serious. Looked at Shannon Sharp talking about stuff when he was a kid. He said, I'm telling you right now, I could come out tomorrow and run a 4.3 40. And then he goes, or sub 4.3, 4.2, 4.1.3. And Shannon Sharp goes, well, that's the Jersey Mike's. I know. He said, there's the Jimmy John's right next door. You talking about subs, like submarines? That's what you're talking about.
That was the biggest thing. I feel like Shannon
was like,
stop
there, brother. Stop there.
For me, it was, he read 3,000 books in 1 year.
3,000? Yeah, that's over 10. That's almost 10 books a day.
That's not possible.
That's almost 10 books a day.
The little cardboard kid ones with like five pages.
Not kid, but all fiction.
Yeah.
No nonfiction. I only read fiction.
No, only nonfiction.
Oh, sorry, right. Only nonfiction.
Yeah, no fiction.
I have to do that in my head. I have to nonfiction.
It's all about facts and truth.
So fiction, I have to say fake. Fiction, fake. Fiction, fake. Nonfiction, not fake.
Right.
It's
He ran a whole mission
in Haiti when he was 11. Started reading different languages. Mm-hmm. Just, he could just do it
and understood him
completely. My man. And I've only watched part of this. So I'm
you watched a lot of
it. Well, I'm only a quarter of the way in, but a lot of the stuff I just saw clips of, just small little tidbits of.
Yeah.
Right now, I just got to the Haiti thing. He just got sued by Disney. He got sued by Disney, but he really didn't get sued because he just got a cease and desist letter, but probably not from Disney because Disney never owned Cat in the Hat.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
maybe from Paramount or not Paramount, but Universal Studios. But he talks about from the biggest place in the world, the god of everything, Disney. Like he said it twice. So you didn't screw that up.
And I don't know why liars lie.
No one knows why liars lie.
For 2 hours and 45 minutes.
I'm excited to listen to the rest of this. People are all over the place. Ludacris is in the Illuminati now. Like, geez, old Pete's.
So I started seeing all the clips like everybody else. I wasn't going to watch it, especially after I saw how long it was. But my buddy texts me and he's like, "Hey, have you watched this Cat Williams interview?" I said, "No, I've seen the clips and stuff." Yeah. And he's like, "I just finished it." And he's like, I actually think it's really interesting. And he's like, I'm not into comedy like you, which was kind of surprised me that he watched it. Cause he would never care about Cat Williams. But, so that got me to watch it. Cause he's like, I'm not into comedy like you are, but it was really interesting. And I think there's a lot of truth to what he's saying. I watched it. I watched the whole thing and I text him. I'm like, dude, I'm telling
you, there ain't nothing on
90%, at least 90% of what he said, it was
probably more than 90%, but yeah,
he's out of his mind. I tell you what, people, first of all, the first couple minutes, I was like, cause he was almost done with his drink when they started. And Shannon even said right away, well, you know, Cat
he started
beforehand.
Yep.
So I'm like, so the first couple minutes, I'm like, okay, you could tell he's maybe a little bit feeling it, you know, a little drunk or something like that. But as it went on, I'm like, I'm not so sure he is. And they were like pouring drinks, like, and they had maybe two or three the whole time.
The whole time, yeah.
It was, they didn't really drink that much, you know, unless
and he kept saying, I haven't had as much as you have. Well, you know what?
Yes, you have.
And Shannon Sharp is 6'6", 265 pounds of pure muscle.
Yeah.
And you, my friend, are 5'5", 145 pounds. And if you're 145 pounds, that would surprise me.
He could put you in the microwave and drink you.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, maybe. And then, you know, he is famous for smoking weed all the time. So maybe there was a little bit of the drink plus the mix and whatever he smoked before that or something. But as the thing went on, I'm like, oh, he's just,
no, this dude really believes it. No, he believes bitter, everything he says.
He's bitter. He's angry. He's maybe a little out of his mind. I don't know. Cause he had even addressed that briefly too.
Yep,
he's like,
about mental,
everybody thinks I'm, you know, something's wrong with me or whatever. Maybe none of that's true. Maybe it's a little bit of all of those things are true, but no matter what, he is just like, didn't care what kind of, he's going to be further blackballed from anything, getting into stuff in Hollywood. He's going to have more people disliking him.
Shannon's like, are you afraid saying all this stuff's going to make you even more blackballed? What do you mean further blackballed? You've already said that you've been blackballed. You said it in the very beginning.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do I mean? I'm saying what you said. They're like, ugh.
Yeah. I think part of me felt like he was smarter than Shannon. So he was like trying to prove that all the whole time too.
How many times did he talk about somebody on the juice? Like, if you is on the juice, then you can't come in here and talk about athletics.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, dude? Yeah.
Some lines he said, like he would start to talk about something, and then the next line, it was like it was from a totally different conversation.
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense for what he was talking about.
I'm confused by this dude. And the part that sucks is everybody's coming out like defending themselves, like Ludacris and Michael Blackston and all these guys are coming out defending themselves. And it's like, why give this dude anything, right? I'm not giving him anything. I am going to just walk right through this and go, man, that's Cat being Cat, dude. Oh, no. I remember Michael Blackston said, was it Michael? No, it wasn't Michael Blackston. Come on, Friday After Next, Mike Epps. Mike Epps said, I saw a thing on Mike Epps, and he goes, man, I seen that Cat Williams went on, talked about everybody from Friday After Next. He talked about Everybody good, bad, ugly. He didn't say my name one time. Come on, man. My brother, some help around here.
And that's exactly.
I want some publicity too.
That's exactly what I think this whole thing was for Cat Williams. Was he was going to say a ton of outrageous things. He was going to throw people under the bus. He was going to either tell truths that shouldn't be out in the public,
yep,
or he was going to lie about people. I don't really know
which I don't know which was. Ones are which now, because you totally demolished it with his, the craziness.
His credibility went, and any truth that he might have been speaking, you can't trust it unless you find it proven by somebody else, mm-hmm, because all the other stuff he said just completely got rid of his any credibility he had.
Yep.
It was so fun. And I'm like, and I was like that too. I'm like, at the end of it, I'm like, I don't even want to, like, I don't want people to talk about him, because that's exactly what he wants. That, mm-hmm, that's what that whole thing was.
Yep.
He's becoming less relevant. And he, that's the other thing too.
His last talking special about, wasn't that great.
No, it wasn't. That's what I was going to say too. Like, I'm all over the place. I've had all of this inside of me for 3-4 days. But I'm like, I was like, okay, I've never really been that big a Cat Williams fan. He's done some things that have made me laugh. But like watching mm-hmm, the special, his last special, I wasn't crazy about. Some of his older stuff, even, I wasn't crazy about. Some of the stuff I've seen him on TV shows and stuff, I'm like, he's just not one of my favorites for sure. And he's got an ego the size of, I mean, he makes Donald Trump's ego look tiny.
Sure. He's got little man syndrome.
It's crit for sure, man. Oh my God. He can't stop talking about how much money he's made, how he's the all the tours he's done. He's done more tours and biggest touring comedian ever and all the, I mean, he was like, so he had to have one up on everybody about everything.
Yep.
It just, oh my gosh. I'm like, this dude is digging himself a much bigger hole with me, at least. And I'm at the end of it, I'm like, I don't want him to get all the publicity that he's going to get from this.
It's all short lived. This is all short lived stuff.
And here I am talking on the internet about
it. Here we are talking on the internet about it. But here's the thing. It's short lived.
Yeah,
all probably. This stuff short lived, man. In 2 weeks,
he's not going to work anymore.
In 2 weeks, this is done. It's over. Wow. This is done. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
You're right.
But it's fun. Like, what happened in this moment in time? What happened?
Yeah,
this is crazy. Anyway, so that's Cat Williams. So speaking of that, so Steve Harvey is part of that. So I'm in Richmond, Indiana, the other day, driving in this podunk town of Richmond, Indiana. And I stop at a gas station, grab some sunflower seeds and some water. And I'm in line, and there is this old, toothless white woman.
She's single?
She's probably. She's at the register, and there's a black guy in front of me, and I can't see him. I'm from behind him. Oh, my gosh. I know who that is on your shirt. Oh, my gosh. You can't go nowhere till I figure out who that is on your shirt. Oh, I know. Oh, is that Steve Harvey? And he was like, nope. Said the guy. Is that him? He's laughing. Nope. I'm like, what is on this front of this guy's shirt? And she goes, oh, is it Kevin Hart? Nope.
Is it some rapper or something?
I am enthralled right now because this dude won't leave.
None of those guys look alike, by the way.
None of them. I'm like, what in God's name is going on here? I don't understand what's going on. And he's just kind of like, oh. And I'm like, I want to see your shirt. I got to see the shirt. I got to figure out how I'm going to be able to see this dude's shirt. So eventually, come to find out, I heard him say, no, no, no. This is the real GOAT. You got a guess on who it was?
Either Chappelle or Rock.
No, old. Like the original.
Oh, Red Fox.
No, not that old.
Rich Pryor.
Richard Pryor. Mm. Richard Pryor. This dude's got very noticeable. Like that dude only looks like Richard Pryor. Mm. And it's not like a weird looking. No, it's just a giant face of Richard Pryor.
I can see the Steve Harvey guess, maybe.
Steve Harvey ain't got no hair. This, like, Richard Pryor's got this big old afro on this thing.
But he used to. Yeah, Steve Harvey used to have the hair. And he had has the mustache.
The mustache. I get that. But that and that was the first one. That was the first one.
All those other guys.
I'm like, what is
no way?
As she's rattling these off, I'm like, this is just some old white woman naming every black comedian she's ever known.
She knew it was a comedian.
She did. She did know that. I give her that. She knew it was a comedian. She's just every black comedian name I can possibly say, I'm gonna say right now. This dude walks outside. I go outside and I'm like, holy, that was funny. And he's like, he could hardly speak as well. And this other guy walks up, man, she thought this was Kevin Hart. And I was like, oh my God, this is the funniest place I've ever been in my entire life. How did I just stumble into this? This is so great. Oh, it my made God. My day. I immediately text Adam and said, I just said Steve Harvey, Richmond, Indiana. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, I've been waiting for it ever since.
It wasn't that great, but Cat Williams, it all moved into it, so it was good. Speaking of stuff that happened to us,
yeah.
Adam call. I call Adam, and I say, Adam, I've got tickets. No, what did I call you for? We were talking. Maybe we were just talking about this.
Oh, I think we were talking about we weren't going to do it on Wednesday.
Do it on Wednesday. That's right. So a couple days ago. So Adam says... I'm going to fix the faucet in my bathroom, mm-hmm. in the tub. Okay. If you've listened to this podcast, I mean, we've been doing this for 5 years now, weekly for 5 years. That's 3,000 podcasts, according to Cat Williams. your question was probably the same as mine right off the bat. Like, what do you mean fix the faucet? That's the first thing I think. Like, I'm very intrigued. The only thing I could tell you was just make sure you know where your water shutoff is, because you make the wrong move, bud, and you ain't getting the water shut off if you're messing with the faucet.
This is episode 270, by the way.
This is 270? All right, it's close to 3,000.
Yep.
I meant 300. Did I say 3,000? That's not what I meant to say. I'm sorry. Anyway. Oh, my gosh. He started talking about the documentary with Chris Rock and Kevin Hart. And I'm like, I just watched that too. How can that, what he was talking about, how Kevin Hart can't be in two places at once. It's called an airplane. He flew from here to there. He talks about flying from here to there. What are you talking? Anyway, sorry. What was I saying? Oh, the toilet or the bathtub faucet. Tell me how this ended up. I was very intrigued at the fact that you were going to do this on your own.
So whenever I say I have to fix something, I have something, a little project or something mm-hmm. around the house, that means my dad's coming over to do
That's the first thing I thought. And you said he was going to the Elder Games.
He's going to the Elder Game. And this was a thing that I could have gotten by with, but it was the little, I forget what they call it, but the little valve that you pull up to make it go from
faucet to shower.
Mm-hmm. That was broken. Okay. Right. So it was like, I could mess with it enough to get it to stay up so that I get like half out of the faucet and half out of the shower. So, and I'll never take a bath again in my life unless I'm like, you know, handicapped or something and I have to, but, so I'm not going to take a bath. I need my shower.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, I've thought about just taking out the tub and
putting a
stand up shower. So anyway, I'm like, I really need to be able to take a regular shower. So I want to do this as soon as possible, right?
That makes a lot more sense on why you were so hell-bent on doing it now.
And it wasn't like, I could have waited another day or something if my dad mm-hmm. could come over and help me with it. But I was like, you know what? Also, once in a while, I do get a little itch to do something like that, to try it on my own.
Try to be a little handy.
I need to get better at that.
Yeah.
And so... I tried it. I got done with work that day and I got on YouTube and I watched about two or three videos or something like that. And by the way, how good is this old house? You ever watch this old house?
So great, dude. This old house is awesome. You ain't kidding.
It's so
and there's like 4,276 of them.
There's more than that probably. Yeah. I mean, it's been on for 40 years or whatever, 50 years probably. So anyway, at least one of them was from this old house, guys. But so I watched a couple videos. I'm like, okay, so I need to find out what tools I need, mm-hmm. what, you know, exactly what kind of thing I need, how it comes off. So I kind of learn all that stuff. So I go over to Home Depot.
Yeah.
2 minutes down the street.
Yep.
So I go in there.
It's a lot of options.
Walk around for 45 minutes looking around, trying to find, you know, I want to get a strap wrench, right?
Okay.
So like I want the rubber one. I've used one of those at work before in the past, so I know how to use that, the rubber strap wrench. So I'm looking all over the place. Finally, I download the Home Depot app.
I've used the Home Depot app in Home Depot all the time to find out what aisle things are in.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
So I finally
the
do
bay,
that.
Like exactly yes. where it's at.
Yes. And my brother uses it all the time when we've been there together. And so I knew that you could do that. So yep. I finally downloaded that, found it immediately. They have one kind. It's mm-hmm. not the kind I'm looking for. So I'm like, oh, man. Okay. So I'm just like walking back and forth between the same aisles and picking up. I figured out what kind of, you know, faucet I needed and all mm-hmm. that. Get a couple tools and stuff. Go home. Start opening stuff up. I'm looking, trying to figure out the so I get a regular wrench out.
Okay.
Right? I'm gonna try to speed this up. Regular wrench out.
Like a crescent wrench or like
no, not a wrench. Pliers.
Okay. Like channel locks or
yeah
like that kink,
the adjustable yeah.
channel locks, yeah.
So I open those up, I get a rag or whatever, so I'm not just like going uh-huh. on metal. So I'm trying to, it's the spin-off kind.
Okay.
It just spins right off. And you're
sure of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Positive.
Okay.
So, cause the only other kind is the one that has a little screw on the bottom.
Okay.
You got to unscrew that and it pulls off. And mm-hmm. anyway, so I've got the screw on kind. So
I did some research. Well,
I did.
Good
I
job.
Did.
Good job.
Thank you. So I get the right one. I can't get this one off. Right.
Probably not. Cause it's probably been there for 60 years and is got calcium and lime and everything that can possibly be corroded on.
And I realized whatever, if there was even, I think there was some on there at some time, but there was no caulk around it. So water was getting in like behind it and everything sure. into the pipe and all that. So anyway, so I leave again, go to Lowe's.
Okay.
So I pick up I find the rubber, strap wrench I'm looking for there. I get a couple other things that I think I'm going to need. So I come home, finally get it off. And it was just the matter of first of all, I broke the strap wrench because I was using it the wrong way first. So I turn it around and I finally get the thing off, right?
Okay.
So I get it off. I'm like, okay, here we go. And it turns out, I'm like looking into it a little bit further, it turns out that this is like the easiest kind to replace.
Nice. Okay?
Yes.
You're so lucky. Everything in my house is the most impossible. The dude that redid my house, he went and found everything that was weird that you could possibly find. And that's what he put in this house. Anyway, continue.
So basically it was just there, you know, the stem comes off where the water comes out and it sticks out, you know, 4 or 5 inches or whatever from the wall. And so all I had to do was clean that off, put new tape. Yeah.
Teflon tape.
Thank you. And then screw this new one on.
Mm-hmm.
Screw the new faucet on. That's it. So I did it and caulked it. Terrible caulk job, but I got some on there.
Okay.
Cleaned it all up and waited about an hour and a half or so. It's a 30-minute caulk dry thing. So I was just being extra safe. And
did they say you had to caulk it?
Well, the videos that I watched did, but yeah, I mean, I would want to anyway, just to try to keep water out of there as much as I can. So anyway, did it, waited for a little while, turned it on, works perfect.
Good for you.
The feeling, I'm like, I am more of a man than Cat Williams and Shannon Sharp put together.
Yeah, that's the feeling.
I could beat both of them up right now.
Yep.
By myself.
Yep.
With just my left hand. I mean, I could bench 650 right now.
Yep. That's a great feeling. So here's the thing though. This is the part that I like to put out there. I appreciate the full story, right? You did a little bit of research. You went to Home Depot. Everything didn't go the way you wanted it to. You had to go back to Lowe's. Listen, there is no project that you'll ever do in your house that I've ever, I mean, it's where it just, everything goes smooth.
That's right.
It just
right.
doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So this is a problem that I have is I don't like starting a project because I'm like, oh, if I start this, I know what I'm doing. I can do just about anything. But it's like, I got to figure out exactly how to do this. And then I've never done it. If it's something I've never done before, now it's like, oh, am I going to, what all am I going to need? And my head is always going, I don't want to start this. I don't want to do this. I just, there's too much going on. I don't really exactly know, but I can figure it out. Mm-hmm. And then it's, you get more and more pressure to get it done. Mm-hmm. And it's I feel like people just think that it's every, like, you're just putting this down. You're just doing this. No, it's never like that.
Yeah.
There's intricate, like when you're cutting things like tile or hardwood floors or stuff for anything. Like it's not just a bunch of square cuts everywhere and you just cut it and go and slip and slap and go. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it.
Absolutely.
A lot. Every angle cut, everything like that. Like, you know, going up steps. Well, it's not necessarily always a 45. It might be 33 or that is something that people need to understand. Don't go into a project and think that it's going to be smooth sailing because it never will be. You're always going to have to go to Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing. If I'm working on something and I get up and I start walking to go to the car to go to Home Depot while I'm in the middle of a project, please don't ask me what's going on or if everything I need. I'm already irritated at the fact that I got to get the hell up and go to Home Depot in the middle of this project because I didn't have something or I did something wrong. I don't want to talk about it. Don't ask me. It'll get done when it gets done.
Yeah. And I only have one bathroom in my house. So
you cannot have a bad day.
I was like, man,
this
has
to work.
I have to get this done. I can't start it and stop and just get stuck. You know,
that's another thing with plumbing. My dad taught me a long time ago, if you're working on any kind of plumbing in your house, don't do it on a Sunday. Number one, because a lot of places, if you something you can't get at Home Depot aren't open. And start on it early so they're not closed. So you can go get what you need early and you're going to have to go back. So don't start late because if you break a pipe.
Yeah, if you have to call
you're
a plumber,
done.
They're way more expensive at night and on the weekend.
Yes, absolutely. It's harder to get stuff. So I don't call anybody. I don't call anybody. That's so bad. I should do stuff. I should let professionals do things, but I feel like I can do anything in this to the house. So I just jump. I'm like, I'm not calling somebody to do that. I'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad is 100. He's starting to get a little bit more like, all right, it makes sense for a professional to do this thing, whatever. He's in a garage built.
Yeah.
He built a garage with his hands.
I remember.
35 years ago or whatever, mm-hmm. when we were kids. And he's having one built now, you know? So it's like, he's actually having a company do it. And I'm like, all right, good. Cause otherwise he's going to work on it for the rest of his life. Yeah. I mean, that takes a long time to do a garage.
Yep.
But, so anyway, yes, I'm much more inclined to call somebody to do it because the number one thing is I don't want to spend the time doing it. That's number one. Yes. It's nice to save the money.
Yeah.
A lot of times you end up like I ended up spending enough money to, I mean, it still would have cost me more to have somebody do it probably if I paid somebody, but I still spent a bunch of money and
it's going to happen. I mean,
it's all resources. Like
if
I'm saving the time, if I call somebody else to do it and pay them, or I'm spending
my time,
which is equals money.
Yep.
If I don't.
Yep.
So it's really pretty even, I think, probably. And sometimes
now you also have some extra tools sitting around the house.
Yeah.
Now you got some Teflon tape next time you need it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I'm starting starting to accumulate a lot of tools.
That's a pretty cool, man. I like that. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
It's almost like I'm a man now.
I know. Can I tell you something? This is a story, and your dad listens to this podcast. So I'm going to put that out there now. I don't even care. I'm telling, do you know, if I were starting that conversation that way, going back to the garage at Taft house, when he built that, had a loft, like a little loft area you could climb up into.
Right.
What do you remember about that loft? Like, tell me one thing about that loft.
I remember having a small portable heater up there.
Yeah.
And we had starting lineups up there.
Okay. I wasn't going to go starting lineup roll. I was going to go a little slightly different than that.
Oh.
I remember going up there and I don't know if it was you, Joey. Somehow there was a JCPenney catalog up there, and like you flip, we always flip through to the bra and underwear section, and you can see that was like little kid porn back in the day. Like get a JCPenney catalog, and they had like the lingerie. It was like an inch thick, the book, the catalog. I remember being up there, and I was just giggling, like, "Oh my gosh, look! There's a girl in a bra and lingerie." Yeah,
I remember. I think that's where it was. Because with our starting lineups, they sold hoops. They sold like starting lineups basketball hoops.
Really?
And we had two of them, and we had them set up. We had a bunch of basketball starting lineups and the hoops set up, and we left the heater on, this little portable heater on. And the next time we went up there, like the next day, and the hoops were all melted, and some of the starting lineups were melted.
Are you kidding me?
We could have burned the whole garage down. If I'm remembering that right, that's what I remember about the loft. Yeah,
I don't know that I was not involved in that one. I don't remember that.
Huh.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Melted all of your starting lineups. That's just a bad dream, is what that is.
Yeah,
that's
it was
a scary dream for me.
I think one or two of the starting lineups were messed up, but the hoops were like crumbled.
Yeah,
it was. They were.
I don't remember starting lineup baskets.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yep,
there you go. Anything else going on in your life? You babysitting any dogs lately?
Yeah,
my man.
I've got old Teddy at the house again.
You got Teddy at the house.
Yep.
Adam's becoming the babysitter for.
Teddy's stepdad.
Teddy's stepdad. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a dog at my house, and you know, I think we probably talked about it last time he was over. You know,
is he in a crate right now, or is he just just chilling?
He's in a crate.
Gotcha.
He stays in the crate. He was in the crate for 10 hours while I was at work, 11 hours or whatever, and he does really well with it.
Yeah,
I can't believe they can stay in there that long.
I mean, it's pretty torturous if you really think about it. It's pretty much torture. Could you imagine being locked in a cage that was just barely bigger than you?
And help me with this, because my dad was asking me about this. He's like, is it big enough for him to like run around and stuff? But you can't have it. You have to purposely fit it to the dog.
Yeah.
Or otherwise, is it because they'll like poop or pee corner or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why you crate train them, because they're not going to crap or piss where they're laying down. Now, does it happen sometimes? And you'll come down and you'll see a dog sitting in the corner because he had the squirts or something. Yeah, he's all curled up in the corner like, oh, I crapped in my cage. I mean, that's probably happened 4 times in, I don't know, how long have I had dogs and been married? 15 years, maybe 4 or 5 times. So, but no, yeah. Just they got to make it so they can stand up, right? A little bit taller than they are, and big enough so they can, you know, spin around in a circle. That's about it.
I thought there was like a specific reason it should only be that big and not like a
huge
one.
It's because of the, I mean, that's, you crate train them so they stop going to the bathroom, because they're not going to go to the bathroom in their crate, because that's where that's as much as they can move.
And
so
if it was real big, they
yeah,
would,
they
feel
would
fine
go
with
drop a
going.
deuce over in a corner and then come back over and lay down. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, so he's there. We were talking a little bit.
Adam's a good person. Adam has a dog at his house, and he fixed something in his house. This is amazing.
Yeah.
The plumber dog guy. This is what?
Yeah.
Where did this? When did this happen?
When
did
know.
You grow up?
I don't know. I'm like, I'm almost 42, and I just gotta become an adult sometime.
So good.
Yeah, but anyway, I was telling you and Aaron up there, the best dog I've ever been around.
Yep.
So he's like pretty easy. And other than, you know, feeling like I've gotta, like I said last time, I've gotta have the whole house vacuumed and sanitized. And
afterwards,
yeah.
Adam walks into my house, and the dogs are really good now. They would always jump on him before, and they still will get a little bit on him. But I can still see the terror in your eyes every time you walk into my house.
I'm still a little nervous.
I
sure.
still see it every single time.
Yeah.
Even now that the dogs just kind of, like, sometimes will just ignore you at points. And you're still
looking around like
you're still like, it just walks really close, and you can see Adam's eyes just kind of float down at, where's this dog at? What's this thing? What is this thing? What he calls them horses. Out. He calls them horses. What are these horses doing?
I'm keeping at least one eye on them. And you got two of them, so both eyes are going around
I
following
can
the dog.
feel the terror. I can feel it. It as to this day, 5 years every week, I can still feel it.
Hey, I mean, if those dogs wanted to eat me, they can. They could eat me.
Nah, you beat the crap out of that dog.
No way.
Oh, yeah. I give you permission. If he starts to eat you, kill him.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. If I'm not there, because if I am there, I got him first.
You know how I would kill him?
How's that? Kick him in the balls?
Nope.
Well, he doesn't have any anyway.
Dogs are allergic to chocolate.
Chocolate. I can't eat any chocolate.
You know what's funny? Did that go over there? You know what's funny is I didn't eat these last week.
Oh, those are yours from last
when
week.
When your lovely mother gave these, gave us our gifts of tons of Reese's miniatures. And I've had one so far.
Yeah.
It's been 10 days. I've had one Reese's miniature and I think two or three Rice Krispie treats in that time. That's the sugar I've had. No ice cream, no cookies, which is
how do you feel?
Enormous for me.
How do you feel? You notice a difference?
Still fat. Because I'm still eating all the other stuff.
All the other stuff. So I have decided, I say, yes, you know, when you're just kind of sitting there flipping on the phone, right? And then somebody comes on and they're like, 7 day water diet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, that's a little ridiculous. 7 days of water? What? And bone marrow broth? I don't understand.
Yeah.
So 72 hours. That's about 3 days. So I'm going to go 3 days and I ain't going to eat nothing.
You're not going to eat anything?
No, I'm going to drink water with electrolytes. Put electrolytes in it.
Electrolytes. We talked about this upstairs.
I was pouring salt in my hand and licking it out of my hand. And Aaron told me that doesn't count. Like, you're cheating right now. I said, I'm not cheating. I'm not eating anything. This is a spice. It's called gunpowder seasoning. It's a seasoning. I dump it in my hand. I lick it out. And it's delicious. And I need electrolytes. And apparently salt is in electrolytes or in salt. Or you get electrolytes from salt. I don't know. Sure. Somebody said it on a TV thing one time. So I'm just trying to hook myself up. So I'm not going like balls to the wall, right? Like, I got these little packets I'm putting in this water with no sugar or anything like that. But, you know, it's got a little flavor to it, so it tastes a little better.
So you're going to try to do just that and no.
So 24 hours, water only. I'm working on that. That's today.
How far are you in? Are you?
I don't know. Just say midnight last night. So.
Oh, you're about 24.
Almost 24 hours in. Surprisingly, I got hungry for a minute. And I hear people say all the time, your body's not hungry. Your mind, your brain, this is when you eat. So your brain, there's chemicals being sent from your brain to your stomach saying, this is time to eat. It's time to eat. It's time to eat. That's that feeling that you're getting. You're not actually hungry. And I've had people say, if you can fight past that first one, it's really not that bad for after that. It's really not that bad. The hardest part for me is just being around food and looking at food and going, oh yeah, I want some of that. I'll take a little piece of that. So now tomorrow I can have bone marrow broth twice a day.
Do you have any of that here?
No, Aaron put it on the old clicker list though. And I'm going to have me some bone marrow broth. Yeah.
I've heard that's really good for you.
It's apparently super good for you. And, you know, over 72 hours, you lose a little bit of weight, which isn't the whole thing, but apparently there's a lot of other really good things that doing that big cleanse like that does for you. I don't know what. Yeah. I don't know. Dana White was talking about it on a video. So I was like, oh, this dude,
he looks amazing.
He does.
I mean, he lost, does, but dude. He's shredded now. He's
super
he
shredded.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Super shredded.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, he was talking in the background to some guy. He's like, this dude told me that this is this, that. And I'm like, well, if that dude said it, I can't see him. I mean, he's hanging out with you. He's got to be smart,
yeah,
right?
I need like Andrew Huberman or like a doctor to tell me about this stuff. I need the science behind it. If Dana White's like,
you know what he says? Like, he goes,
you're tough if you do this.
70% of people that do this will not have, it makes you 70% less susceptible to cancer and old timers. He called it old timers. I was like,
boy,
man, if you call it old timers, I can't believe you. It's Alzheimer's. You can't say that and then make me say that 70% of people that do this are, or not 70% of people, you're 70%, you have a 70% less chance of coming down with these things if you do this. I don't believe that. That, just so it's known out there,
for
I don't believe that.
And it's a 72-hour thing and it's done?
Well, it's supposed to be 7 days, apparently.
Oh, 7 days.
But no, he said it's not healthy to do more than 72 hours.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's really.
No, there's nothing healthy about it at all.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get my body to start using some of the calories that it's already packed on. You know,
that's the thing for me
too. I want it to burn up some of the stuff. It's storing it for, you know, for the winter. It's storing it for a real good time. Now's the time. Body.
Yeah, it's so hard. There's so many different things, and a lot of them are conflicting. They're contradicting, I guess. There's just so much information about different ways to be healthy and make yourself and ways to help avoid cancer and those long-term
diseases.
I don't
believe any of that stuff. Nobody knows what avoids any of that.
Yeah. It's
I don't believe anybody that says that stuff.
There's just like so much different information about it. You have no idea. Like it's hard to.
And that's the other thing. Honestly, I just want to learn how to be healthier. I want to eat healthier, right? Mm-hmm. Your diet, to be on a diet, everyone is on a diet because your diet is what you take in. Mm-hmm. Now it's called, people say, I'm going on a diet. Well, you're always on a diet. Your diet is the food that you're eating.
Your diet
today.
Is changing.
Right.
You're changing.
So that's the thing. You change your diet, right? Or it's not, I'm going on a diet. It should be, I'm changing my diet. Mm-hmm. But then you go into these different ways to lose weight, these diets to lose weight. They're all the same thing. To less calories than you put out, right? It's all the same. Yeah. You look at it, it all boils down to the same basic principle.
Calories in, calories out.
So if I take like almost no calories at all in, except for some water and some packets that I stick in this thing, I'm putting way more out. It's time to burn them up, baby. Let's go.
Yep. All right. Well, good luck. I'll visit you in the hospital in a couple of days.
I'll be fine.
Okay.
Now, look at all this. But it's going to take a long time before anything happens to me.
I think there's just more to it than just whatever's going on in your belly, though.
Well, that's with the bone marrow and all that. I mean, you're still putting stuff into your body. You're not taking in zero. And even if you were, you still would be okay. 3 days without food, you'd be fine. You can't go 3 days without water, but you can go 3 days without food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy, especially if you're as big as me. I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean like I've got plenty of extra body storage of calorie storage around my midsection and whatnot. And I'm storing it up. I've been storing it here for a while. I figure, you know what? Now's the time to use it.
You never know when the apocalypse is gonna come.
If the apocalypse comes, I'd rather be dead anyway.
Uh-huh.
So I could care less about eating, about what happens with that. Yeah. If there's an apocalypse, why would I even want to be alive?
Look, if you are though, you got, and you can't get to food, you got the storage.
I've got storage. Yeah.
It's like those.
I've got a couple packs under, right around my boobies. I've got a big giant pouch of fat storage of calorie storage, of
bone broth soup.
Yep.
All right. I want to know how it turned out.
Well, once I'm done with this, I will have probably a six pack in 3 days. Yeah. That's the goal, mm-hmm. right? The whole goal of this diet is to have a six pack and
Dana does
a little bit stronger chest. Like I want my pecs to be a little bigger,
sure.
Just not fatty, just more muscular.
Yeah.
So if I don't intake anything and don't work out, then I should be fine.
Yeah, especially if you don't work out. That's the biggest
thing.
Well,
I'm definitely not working out.
You don't want to work out in this diet.
So, you know, we're athletic people, right? Mm-hmm. We've been athletes our whole lives. I would consider both of us athletic, sure. at some point in our lives. I feel like if you put something in front of me, I'd be able to pick it up pretty quick. I haven't like worked out in a long time, like any kind of workout. So I get onto the old Beach Bodies app that, you know, we've been paying for God knows how long. And I found this workout. It literally says something for beginners. Like it's like the easiest thing there. This is basically the easiest thing they got. Like, I got this. It's a half hour. She basically just talks and we kind of get a little groove dancing in, but it ain't nothing bad, you know, like some little like mini squats or not even really squats. Like, she don't want you to go down hard because this is for beginners.
Sure.
I got done with that. I'm like, heart rate got up a little bit, you know, a little bouncing around. Felt good. Felt good. I can do this. I'll do this 3 weeks of for beginners and I'll build up to be able to do a workout again.
How was the next day?
Dude, my hamstrings were on fire, bro. My groin, my hamstrings, my leg, dude. I was on fire. I was like, I ain't doing this again. That's for beginners. I almost died this morning. I couldn't get out of bed. Dude, my legs are so weak. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
It's not even funny.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah, I went a week without
No
going to the
muscles.
gym. I just went back the other day.
How'd it feel? Felt it sucked.
Yeah, I mean it was yeah, I'm a little sore today 'cause I lifted for the first time in a week and so I'm a little bit sore.
Are you
Now
gonna
was
go tomorrow?
no, 'cause I'm going to the leaving for the Elder game right after work.
Gotcha. Who they play?
They play Molar, the Molar Crusaders. Open up
Ooh.
GCL South play.
Is Moeller any good?
Molar's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe's Elder this year.
So Elder is good. Okay. So Elder plays Oak Hills on Tuesday.
They sure
Are
do.
you going?
Yes, I am.
I think I'm canceling baseball practice and try to get all the kids to go to the Oak Hills Elder game. I
Nice.
got a lot of, you know, we're part of the Oak Hills school district now. So you know, everything I do is Oak Hills stuff. But I've told everybody, yeah, I think I might swing over there. I can't promise you. I'm wearing neutral colors. I can't promise you what's
Yeah.
on underneath, but
Yeah.
you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, same. I think I'm gonna go. So I was gonna go to your nephew's game. That's out in Westchester. I think I'm gonna go out there and
Whoa.
then go to the Elder Oak
Oh,
Hills
you'd have
game.
to go straight from there to the,
Yeah. It's a 4:30 game. It'll be about over by 5:30, 7 o'clock,
Oh, yeah, you'd
seven
be all right.
thirty tip or
Yeah, you'd
whatever
be
for
fine.
yeah.
You can make that. That won't be too bad. Well, there you go. Lots of basketball. That sounds like fun.
Oh yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Speaking of one more thing before we get to the to our four
Speaking
things
of
there.
one more thing.
Speaking of one more thing, congratulations, Michigan Wolverines.
Yeah, big congratulations to you and your Michigan Wolverines on a you know, did you watch the game? Not exciting, really.
No,
It felt very bland. It was
I felt like they made a couple like big mistakes that Kevin.
To the last couple
Yeah.
scores, but yeah, I almost felt like they let Washington in that game more than they needed to, but
Absolutely.
it was very lackluster for me. But I
Yeah,
guess that's
I
how Michigan wins games. You know what I mean? Everything's
mm-hmm.
kind of lackluster, right? It's big defense and lots of running the football. That's not gonna
Traditional Big Ten football, I mean, I
absolutely.
guess, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So congratulations. Jim Harbaugh probably gone. Now, I assume he's got nothing else to do and
He'll either go to the Patriots, the Seahawks. Who else was his last coaches?
Chargers.
Yeah, I heard he wants to go to the Chargers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
It's gonna be interesting. Gonna be very interesting. So yeah. So what else we got? What else do we have? Congratulations to them.
Congratulations to me for finally winning a parlay.
Hey, I lost mine. I hit 2 out of 3.
Oh man, I finally did. I did the safe bet last week. Trying to just bump my money up just a little bit, and it worked out. It worked out. I'm pulling it back up
I'll
here.
tell you mine. So I took Tennessee +5.5. They covered and actually won the game. I took the Jets +1.5. They covered and won the game. I took the Falcons +3, and they did not cover. We'll just say that. They lost 48-17. So I missed the Falcons, but I hit everybody else.
Nice. All right. All right. So you were close on that. I had the Orlando Magic with the points over the Kings, got that one. And then I had the money line Bucks over the Spurs, easy. And then money line Nuggets over the Warriors, not as sure a bet, but it turned
Hold
out,
it out.
yeah. So got those right, and I'm going kind of the same route.
Okay.
This week, and I'm gonna go Clippers money line over the Grizzlies, who are now without Ja Morant for the rest of the year.
Ooh.
Torn labrum, I believe.
I saw that. Surgery was today, I think.
Was it today?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, get that done as quick as possible so you can be back. Minnesota Timberwolves money line over the Blazers. I think that's an easy one. And then the one that I'm not totally confident on, but I'm going with, is money line Jazz over Raptors.
Okay.
In Utah, tomorrow night.
All right. I'm going to take the first round of the NFL playoffs.
Nice.
I'm going to go, I'm going to take Cleveland in Houston -2.5. I'm going to take the Dolphins +4.5 in Kansas City. I don't trust them to save my life.
Go Dolphins.
And I'm taking the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo -10.
Degrees.
The double. Well, it'll be that too. Double digits. Speaking of double digits, degrees and all that, my mom and dad are flying into Iowa tomorrow.
Oh.
They're supposed to get like up to 12, from like 9 to 13 inches of snow or something like that.
What? Are they going to see Caitlin Clark play?
No, they're not.
I am next weekend.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Where's she going to be at?
Ohio State.
Nice. Are you going up there?
Yep. Dude, going up by myself.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to watch her play.
I'm
excited. She is unbelievable.
And Ohio State's really good too. It's going to be like a top 10, top 15 matchup.
Wow. I love it even better.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to pull this up. Okay. Winter storm warning in effect from 9 p.m. today, Thursday, to 10 a.m. on Friday. They fly in Friday morning. Blizzard warning in effect from 10 a.m. Friday to 6 a.m. Saturday, the whole time they're there. Wind chill watch in effect. It is going to be total 6 to 10 inches of snow. Where's this other one? There's one here. Here you go. Winds gusts up to 45 miles an hour. Dangerously cold wind will occur with values as low as 30 to 45 degrees below zero.
Holy cow.
With the wind chill. Mom and dad, buckle up.
Oh my gosh.
They're flying out tomorrow. Oh. Dad will probably be listening to this when he's there in a hotel, hopefully with heat. yeah. So, man, they're about to get smoked and be freezing their tip. My mom came over and picked up Aaron, my wife's she's got a coat that's got a battery in it to heat it. So she picked up the heated coat today.
Nice.
So hopefully that helps a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be a little toasty out
it's,
there.
It's gonna be really cold here, but not that cold.
No, not that cold. Gosh. It's already getting cold out there right now.
Yeah.
Did you unplug? Okay, you did your faucets. Did you turn the water off to your outside water spigots?
Oh, no, because I can't. At least one of them is like stuck. I need to replace the whole valve, and I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, that one. You gonna do it? Or are you gonna? Is that a?
Well,
is that a dad's gonna come in?
That's dad's gonna do that.
Did you
that
find the?
Cutting,
I was gonna say, did you find the shutoff?
And,
did
and,
you find the shutoff?
Yeah.
I told
yeah.
you to find the water shut off. Okay.
Oh yeah. Well, no. For I didn't need to do it.
I know you didn't, but do you know where it's at though?
Yeah.
It's all about knowing where it's at.
Well, for
when you said fall, I thought you were messing with the handles. You were just messing with the where the water comes.
The water shut off. Yeah. The water shut off. no. The water shut off. I'm pretty sure is in the wall. There's like access to it. Actually, I think it's painted over. But I can see where I should be able to get back there.
Okay.
Behind a wall.
Good.
I'm going to take part of the wall off.
Because you're going to need to turn the water off. Legit. At least to wherever that valve is. I mean, there could be a shutoff somewhere else up in there that goes to that valve. I mean, there's multiple shutoffs throughout your entire house.
Yeah. Yeah. But the ones for the outside, I can't.
They don't turn.
I think one I might still be able to do. But the other one I can't. But I put those like caps on the outside of them.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So, yeah. I mean, it seemed to work last year. So,
should be fine.
Hope so.
Good to go.
Can't have any burst pipes in the house.
No, gosh, you do not want that. That's no fun. All right, big boy. Let's get into
Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Piece of cake. This is easy for me, mostly because I just start going down the line and saying, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like this. There's only about three or four fruits left.
Yeah. That's right. Same for me.
Okay. So what do you got there, Captain Fruit?
I can handle a banana.
Okay.
In fact, I'll buy them from the store.
I hate bananas.
I won't buy more than four bananas though in a bunch. Because probably if I buy four, probably one of them's gonna go bad before I can get to it.
Yeah.
Oh,
bananas are so nasty.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
the grossest. That is my I can't.
Not on your list.
I eat bananas every now and then just because I feel like I should, because they're good with potassium and all that other malarkey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so difficult. The texture, I don't know if it's the texture, the taste. It's like I gotta hold my nose while I eat it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah.
Then I'm going probably, if I have a favorite fruit, it's probably grapes. I usually go red seedless.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Green's fine too.
I like the green.
And then I don't like the task of having to, because I probably won't ever eat just a whole apple.
Uh-huh.
I'm cutting it up.
Yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
like
I'm gonna
eating
cut
the
up. Yeah,
apple.
I'm cutting it up. That, to take a bite out of an apple is the most annoying
That
thing.
stinks,
It's
man.
so weird to me.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're not even eating. Most people eat like 1/8 of the actual apple. If you cut it up, you can eat a ton of that apple.
Right. Yeah. I even have an apple slicer or
Oh,
whatever that
even
you put that.
better. Get the core out.
Yeah. So I'll buy like two apples from the store and end up throwing them away, but
Yeah.
it's another fruit that I can handle.
That you can handle.
Number four, grapes. So
the green, green seedless.
green seedless grapes.
That's my four.
We got
well done. Well done. I can't stand bananas. Kiwi is just weird looking to me.
Yeah.
My kids love it. I'm not a kiwi person. I'm putting tomato on mine.
You like tomatoes?
I love tomatoes. I love tomatoes.
Gross.
I don't think they're a fruit, but apparently somebody says they're a fruit, so I'll put it on there because at least it's something that I can eat.
Yeah, Dana White said they're a fruit. So.
Well, if Dana White, well, it's the guy behind the guy that he looks over and starts talking to that you can't see that said, no, yeah, it's a fruit, not a vegetable. I said, but I don't put it on a salad. But I put it on my sandwich, like on a burger. It can't be a fruit. Nobody puts fruit on a burger. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
but they do. They
they
put
do.
tomatoes on it. So tomatoes. I'm going grapes. I'm going apples, and I thoroughly enjoy cantaloupe.
Oh,
I do. I like cantaloupe.
Okay.
A
lot of people do.
I mean, I like,
I don't like it at all.
I like pineapple. So here's my thing with fruits.
Like any kind of melon or
anything. I like fake fruit flavors. I love pineapple flavor. I love watermelon flavor. I love strawberry flavor, cherry flavor. I hate all of those things. I hate all of them in real life.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking about a maraschino or whatever they're called. Maraschino.
Maraschino cherry.
Is that a fruit? Or
It's
is that
cherry.
candy?
Oh. No, I don't know.
I mean, it's like
I don't think I've ever actually had one.
Oh, yeah. You tie the little stem in after in a knot with your tongue. Everybody tries to tie it with a tongue in a knot.
Yeah. I'm not putting the stem in my mouth. It's gross.
Oh. Oh, I do all the time.
I mean, that's like eating the seeds out of a kiwi.
that's why I can't stand strawberries.
Yeah.
I don't like all them little
Yeah.
Tiny, their seeds or what they are. Get them out of there. Yeah. Watermelon, I'm good. Watermelon's one I could probably eat, but cantaloupe, I'm in.
Yeah.
Pineapple, it's a weird texture too. It's weird. It's like hard. It's like tough sometimes. Like, why is this tough? It shouldn't be this way. Pineapple flavoring, pineapple juice. Let's go. I'm in.
Oh,
But to eat the pineapple,
hate
no.
Pineapple.
Do you? So I don't like fruit punch. Hate fruit punch.
Oh, okay. I like
but
a
I
fruit
love
punch.
a good tropical fruit punch. I'm big on a tropical fruit. I love, there's a big difference. Like Hawaiian punch, that's just fruit punch. But if you get the tropical punch, bro, that's totally different. That's exotics,
the,
bro.
It has the pineapple.
It's exotic. It's basically the most exotic thing you'll ever have in your life.
It would be.
It's very tropical. It's very tropical. Anyway, so yeah, wow. That was quick. All right, good. Because okay. I didn't want to do that. I forgot to do it. So easy to do.
All right.
Well done. Dave, David, Alan Chappelle. Mm-hmm. Has a new comedy special that we did this week, Dreamer. Every time you get something like this, right? Dave Chappelle's had a few of these out now, and I feel like he always hits that level that he needs to be at, right? The like a guaranteed four. This special to me definitely stayed on that path. I'm not saying this is like a 4-7, 4-8, like bring the house down. Starts off. Look, here's the deal. He's taken the transgender thing and he's done a good job with it, right? Like he got a lot of stuff for it. Now he's just like, you know what? It is what it is. I'm throwing these out there. You see all these clips of Dave Chappelle at comedy places and where he just shows up and he's just doing these things where he's just talking. And it's like, man, I hope that he never gets like that. I don't want him to be like that. Like, don't do a comedy special like that. And he does. He does a lot of
preachy.
And he does a lot of stuff in these comedy specials where he starts seems like it's getting that way. But in his specials, he always does such a great job of turning it into something hilarious. Yeah. The thing with the phone with his wife, I was dying laughing at the end of that. He got me on it. I wasn't expecting that to be the end of the joke. He got me. It was such a nonchalant punchline. He legit got me on that. Like, that got me. He does that so well. He, like, a lot of the jokes you would be like, oh, I know where this is going. And it's still to this day, my man can still do it. And he's putting out like 15 specials a year.
Yeah.
Feels like it's not really, but
he's a really compelling storyteller.
Yes.
He's very good at that.
Oh yeah.
And so a lot of his setups, he sets up like these big elaborate stories that seem like they're kind of serious.
Yeah.
Exactly. I know exactly what you're saying. And then he has, it turns out to be a joke.
Yep.
And
Deborah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I was. I thought exactly the same thing, man. I was a little nervous about this because his last few were kind of like getting a little more and more like that.
Felt like they were getting a little preachy.
All right,
it did.
Man, you don't have to, you know, have a serious message, you know, underlying everything. So I'm like, oh man, this is gonna be, and it's coming off that last one that everybody was all upset about. People, you know, Netflix employees walked out and all this kind of stuff. And so I was like, okay, if this one is continues to get worse, I don't want to stop loving Dave Chappelle. He's one of the best ever.
Yep.
And so I was happy. I was very happy with this
one.
And he really dove in hard on, like, he's doing pretty, you know, pretty risky stuff. I mean,
sure. But you know what the cool thing is that stuff that he does now, as he does it, it's almost like, you know what? I've done gotten in trouble for this. So, oh, well, here we go. And it's like, all right, well, look, if you're going to a Dave Chappelle show, this is what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. Don't watch the special. You already know what's coming. Yeah. He thinks, and like the one thing that I caught today or when I was watching it today, he thinks some really weird stuff is funny. Like when he really laughs, like sometimes he made some like weird laughs, like in weird places. Like, what was he saying? Something about dying. What was that? I can't even remember how it was, but he said something like, well, or die. And he starts cracking up and it was like, oh, was that a punchline or did he just actually think that was funny? He just thought that was funny. Like, that wasn't really even a punchline. And like, it was just kind of weird. And then he goes right back into it. That dude, my man's a goofball.
I don't love when he hits the microphone and walks 15 feet back and walks back up. I don't love that. But But yes, but I was really happy with this because I wasn't sure what to expect.
I was super happy. I
And
thought
it
it was.
was good. They were good jokes, and they were really, you know, they were some pretty edgy jokes. And because you know what? I think he feels like, number one, he's said it before. He feels like he is the best. And number two, he feels, especially now, like he can't be canceled. It doesn't
No,
matter. It
I've
doesn't matter how many
officially done
people
it
come
all.
after him. It just he's not he's gonna have a career because as long as he goes up on a stage and has a microphone and a camera, people are gonna buy it, people are gonna watch it. It's gonna be out there. He's
It's
gonna
like
get
he
a lot of
said,
attention.
his joke book was the only thing in the safe deposit box. And it's
Yeah.
like, if you read those the right way, just like they're written, you'll make plenty of money. There's some good jokes in there.
Yeah, that was really
You
good.
gotta gargle the back of your throat.
You come to die?
Oh,
Yeah.
come
I can do it. I can't talk with nothing.
I don't know how he does that. Wow, you can do the Chewbacca thing?
Not right now, apparently. I think you're doing it right now. There it was.
It's not a rolling of the tongue. That's like in the back of your throat.
Roll in the throat.
That's just making me want to cough. Okay, this is great.
I
This is amazing.
just realized we're recording a
We're recording by.
podcast.
I just had this conversation the other day. I love this podcast because whether anybody listens to it or not,
Yeah.
I just love for some of the people in our family to get to listen to it because there are times when we're doing this where you almost forget that it's a podcast and that it's going to be out all over the world or whatever it's on. And it's like, oh, I got Adam to say something good right there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll say anything to anybody. I don't care. Adam's a little more held back. Held back? Not held back. Something like that.
Yeah, reserved, uptight,
Reserved.
whatever.
Oh, it was uptight,
Tightly,
reserved.
tightly wound. I don't
Anyway, what
know.
I'll go first. I rated this special. I'm gonna give it probably like a 4.3. Really great. I mean, that's unbelievable. Like most people, there's not very many comics that can walk out and just grab anything over 4.3. This was awesome. Definitely watch it.
I wrote down a 4-1. I had a 4-1 on it.
Perfect. Even that's right there. Right at that four number. That four number is a special number, right? You
Yes.
get the four and you did something.
Absolutely.
That's a
We
big
are very tough graders.
nothing like our Reese's grades.
Right. Yeah. All you have to do is have some peanut butter and some chocolate in it, and it's in
You
the
got a
numbers.
nine something,
Yeah.
probably a 9.6 or above.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Probably a
right.
9.6 or above. All right, Adam, we've been doing this for a while here tonight. What is your what are you gonna do for the do you have a Mount Rushmore ready?
I was wondering if you had a comedy ready.
Well, we've talked about what this weekend is. What time is that show?
7
7 o'clock,
is
Nate
what I'm gonna
Bargatze.
work that out.
So you've got Nate Bargatze this weekend that we're gonna go to. Adam had an extra ticket. Thank you very much. I'll definitely accept that. To go
I'm
with you.
excited about that.
I'd love it. Apparently it's got a lot of new stuff in it. The
Yeah.
whole thing's brand new. So
I'm excited.
yeah.
And because of that, continue, please.
We were either going to do that as the comedy special, or because a lot of what's going to be on this that we're going to go see, a lot of it's going to be in his next special.
Yeah, nobody else is going to know it until that special
Exactly.
comes out.
So it's
Yeah.
going to be hard to do it. So I'm thinking maybe we don't. Because I'm sure you saw as you watched Uncle Chappelle that we've got another one on the net on the Netflixer where it go and I'm sure that you're gonna hate it because I don't know how I feel about this guy.
Okay.
I do think that there is something a little bit funny about this guy. I don't know, quirky, like he had one special that was terrible, we thought. He wore a suit that was way too big. But the Turbo Fonzarelli. Have you not seen this?
I don't know.
Pete Davidson.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It looks like it's in black and white. Turbo Fonzarelli.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I like Pete Davidson.
I'm not a fan.
I know you're not.
Yeah.
And it, there's something about him I kind of like. His last special, it seemed like he was blitzed out of his mind. Something was going on. He was real itchy and quick and jittery almost. I don't know if it was like part
he
of the bit.
Like he wasn't prepared at all.
Not at all. Like he didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. He's been through rehab four times since then, probably. I mean, yeah, the guy goes to rehab, I mean, like every other month. Yeah. So I'm excited.
Each time there's a new girlfriend, he goes to rehab.
Yeah. I mean, he just loves. Like, you listen to an interview with this guy? You ever listen? Charlamagne, the God, does an interview with Pete Davidson. Holy cow. That, like, you just to say those words is funny. Anyway, right? Like Charlamagne the God and Pete Davidson sit down in a room and talk. And dude, Pete Davidson's like, listen, here's the deal, man. Like, I just love, man. I love loving. Like, that's what I am. And I don't know what else to say about it. And I'm like, okay.
I love dating.
He wants to be in full relationship. All the women always break up with him. He doesn't break up with any of these women. They all break up with him. Every one of them break up with him. Like, you know, even Kim K said it best, you know, she heard all about that BDE and wanted to know what it was all about. You know what I mean? So next thing you know, she was hooked in for 6-8 months.
Apparently it's not just an energy.
It's not just an energy, my friend. Apparently not. The best, that was one of the good parts of the last special he had when he was talking about Ariana Grande says all that and she just ruined everything for me forever. Every woman I'm ever with is expecting something that I can never live up to. I was like, he's like, she totally savaged. She knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty good.
All right, good. You know what? Just the other day, it might have been today or yesterday, I heard one joke from this special.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did hear a joke, and I thought it was really funny.
Okay, good.
So I was like,
good. Oh, so there's one good funny part that'll be in here.
A little better.
I mean, he's only like 20. He's still in his early 20s, mid-20s, maybe late 20s now.
Yeah, I got to be late. Okay.
But he's still not that old. Like, he hasn't been around. It feels like he's been around forever because he got on SNL when he was like 21 or something like that.
He's like,
and he
19.
Had his first special, like little, he was on these, doing his little first little half hour thing at like 17-18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So
man, bless you.
You know, my daughter, when you sneeze, she'll say bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you cough, she says cough shoe.
No, I like that.
She does too. She thinks it's hilarious every time she says it. Every time she says cough shoe.
Cough shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I've had all podcasts and we went on and on and on about stuff. And so my Mount Rushmore that I've decided on through all that.
Oh, good. Yes. All right. I forgot.
Is it's going to be. So here's the thing. I want to think of a Mount Rushmore for Andre, too, because Andre's going to be on with
us. Andre's going to be on with us next week. Yes. Very true. Very true.
So I am going. I'm going to say Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore of NFL coaches now that those guys are.
Hold on. This is what I just heard. I want to do Mount Rushmore of NFL coaches now that this is okay. There's a lot of stipulations already.
That two of the guys that would especially the one guy that would be on there for everybody is gone.
Oh, you're okay. I see what you're saying. The best NFL coaches that are currently coaching an NFL team.
Yes. That currently have a job.
Have a job coaching an NFL team.
Yes.
Okay. I like it. I think we can do that. I mean, we all agree Mike Tomlin's on there, right?
I love Mike Tomlin. I really think he.
Ever since the day he walked out on the field and tripped that guy running down the sideline, I've had the least amount of respect for Mike Tomlin in my entire life.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah. Bro, kickoff return or something like that. Guy sprinting down the sideline and he's kind of walks out there and gives him a little poke and knocks him over. Like literally the worst thing you could ever possibly do. That's to me.
Didn't Woody Hayes or somebody do that?
Yeah. And that's like the absolute worst thing to me that is the, like you, I don't even know how to explain. You're a coach and you do something like that. That takes my respect factor for you down to like almost zero.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have a little respect for the guy because he does a, he's taken another terrible Pittsburgh team to the playoffs somehow.
I know.
But at the same time, it's like ever since that happened, like no respect at all. Done. None.
Totally forgot about
that. None. That's the one thing that irritates me to no end.
That's no good.
That, could you imagine like coaching your girl, like when you coached the freshman girls team and some girls on a breakaway and you just stepped out there and tripped her or smacked the ball away from her when she, some girl's standing next to you trying to make a pass and you just smacked the ball out of her hand.
Yeah.
That's, I would, it irritates me right now thinking about it. Anyway. All right. I like it. Current NFL coaches, greatest of this time.
Yep.
So these are the
current coaches.
Gots. These are the Gots. Greatest of this time.
Yeah.
Or the Gopits. Greatest of present time.
Or the Gorns, greatest of right now.
Ooh. I think we just figured it out. Gorns it is. Let's go. Gorns it is. All right. So we're going to do the Gorns of NFL coaches. And then we'll do Pete Davidson, Turbo Fonzarelli.
And we'll have Andre Edwards.
That's going to be the best part.
Wrap up the Bengals season. Maybe talk a little bit of playoffs.
I'm going to really have to do something with this voice because I am not in singing mode right now.
And Chris Witt is paying up.
I'll make love to you like you want me to. And I will not. I'm not. I'm going to be like Adam and I'm just going to go like this. I'll make love to you like you. You were so into it. It was awesome. You were into, you know what? You really tried hard. There's a lot of people that listened to that episode and had comments about how well, how good you sounded.
I mean,
lots of people.
For like a, for, probably compared to what they thought I would sound like, maybe. But like, sounded good, actually good, though. Come on.
I mean, I thought you sounded amazing.
Well, I didn't, but thanks. Didn't, but thanks.
You had to say that a second time to make sure.
I feel like I didn't enunciate it well.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't wait to hear you sing next week.
I don't know what I'm going to sing yet. What should I sing?
Anything you like. It doesn't have to be, you know.
Would it be like, you know what I might do? What if I bring in a little bit of like Regulators?
Yeah.
Can I do the?
Are you allowed to rap?
Can I just do the Nate Dogg part?
Nate is as close as it gets to singing in rap for sure.
I mean, he's an R&B artist. I mean, we had this conversation with. No, he called him a rapper. He did say he was a rap artist, but he had R&B. His albums were on the R&B charts.
Nate Dogg's?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He had albums as his own, like just him, and it's just singing. It's not him rapping.
Okay. But you can't just do the Nate Dogg part of Regulators.
I laid all the busters down. I let my gat explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode.
Yeah.
If you want skirts, sit back and observe. I just love the gang of hoes over there on the curb. Now Nate got the... Now see.
That's warm.
Just jump right back into it.
You know what? It's your thing. You do whatever you want.
No, I'll do something.
Do whatever you want.
I'm going to come up with something good. I'm going to find something... Yeah, I'm gonna find something good. Okay. I don't know what it's gonna be yet. I'm gonna go a little bit off the rails.
Okay.
All right, that sounds good. So we'll do all that next week. Very excited, Andre Edwards. Until then, don't forget to turn your headlights on.